is What's on Your Mind, a Monday edition of the program, a brand new week. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hillen. Steve Bakken is live and on location today at a Bismarck Bakken Oil Conference for the folks at InfoCast, and will be joining us as usual, although not from the studio, as folks will soon be able to tell. Tell us about the event. What's going on today, Steve?
Oh, well, it's quite the event, of course. You know, InfoCast puts on these events all over the country, and quite often they put on these events about what's going on in the Bakken. With the oil conference this year, the big oil conference being up in Canada, they fly me around the country for a lot of these events to host or speak at, and I was like, you know, we go other places and we talk about what's going on in the Bakken all the time, so maybe we should have one here. And that is the reason why we are broadcasting out here today. And today's broadcast brought in part by Montana Furniture and Mercantile. If you haven't checked out yet, a brand new store down in Maine and the Gulch Building, Dr. Becker's new building. So make sure you go check that out. Some incredible stuff in there. But a great lineup of speakers. Congressman Kevin Cramer is the keynote today, opening things up. Vicki Steiner here, Daryl Dukart from over Dickinson Way, a lot of great politicians from around North Dakota to get the North Dakota word out here. Andy Peterson from the North Dakota Chamber of Commerce is here today speaking. This is one of the better conferences, and we want to find out what's going on in North Dakota. A lot of this is about investment. It's a lot about bringing dollars into the state of North Dakota to deal with a lot of the infrastructure things that need to be dealt with. This is how you get money coming into the state of North Dakota, events like this, and that's why I'm glad to be a part of this and broadcasting live from the Civic Center today with the Bakken Infrastructure. It's a finance and development week is basically what this is today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday, Scott.
Other guests today on the program, by the way, Charlene Nelson will be here. Charlene, you may remember, was part of that Empower the Taxpayer group that put forward the Measure 2 proposal that did not pass on the ballot, and obviously they're watching closely to see what happens with the tax relief that came from the state legislature and all the local subdivisions, so we'll chat with her about the latest there, specifically the dust-up in Grand Forks and where that's happening in other places. And also we're going to talk with the CEO of PetroServe USA. PetroServe stores are located throughout North Dakota, and PetroServe USA is a service station. You know, I guess they don't call them service stations anymore, but a gas station, convenience store. And their headquarters was in Moorhead, Minnesota. They moved it to Fargo because the taxes have just gotten out of control in Minnesota. So remember the famous Greater North Dakota Chamber billboard that said North Dakota's open for business? Well, this is one business that crossed the border because of taxation. We're going to talk about that decision process today on the program. So those will be the guests. Here's the telephone number to let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And by the way, it's nice to know my voice still works because, as I mentioned on Friday, I know many of you were placing bets as to whether I'd make it through that silent retreat that I attended. It was marvelous, by the way. And there were some North Dakotans.
How did that work, by the way?
It was great.
Did you make it all 3 days?
I did. Yeah, they actually have a little recreation period on both Friday and Saturday night where you, after dinner, can chit-chat with your fellow participants. And there's normally about 70 of these participants. One thing I learned is that a lot of these people have come the same weekend every year for decades. One fellow there got a plaque for his 45th consecutive year of attending the of the silent retreat there at DeMonteville. So pretty amazing.
He must be a married individual because he's used to not getting a word in edgewise, right?
Anyway, it was I enjoyed it a great deal, and there were a fair amount of North Dakotans. North Dakota was well represented there, man, Dan, folks, and here's a neat story. So I walk in on a Thursday night. The very first person I see is my uncle Laverne, my mom's brother, 80 years old from Laverne, from Canby, Minnesota. Laverne Tilges is his name, and I'd run into him a few years ago at Hoosfest up in Minot, and I don't know that I'd seen him since. So it was fun to, even though I couldn't spend a lot of time talking with him, obviously, the first night to say hello and last night, but that was kind of a surprise too. I had no idea he was going, but he's been going for 29 years. Another one of those guys that just been going a long time. So anyway, enjoyed it a great deal, and I did survive, just in case you're wondering. But I did unplug on the news, and so I'm getting back in place. One of the things I noticed here, it looks like our listeners who have been very adamant, I mean, to the point 99-1 against the idea of any U.S. involvement in responding to the chemical weapons attack by Syria are being heard by Senator Hoeven, who said right now he's a no. As of right now, opposed to military action. Kevin Cramer says his constituents are very war-weary and seems to be leaning no. Heidi Heitkamp, however, has come up with an idea to have a 45-day cooling-off period, I guess, in which Syria would be offered an opportunity to sign a chemical weapons ban or then face military action. What do you make of this, Steve? And more importantly, what do our listeners make of this? Is this a good idea?
First of all, do we even know for a fact, is it in concrete, is it in stone that Assad actually launched that attack? I don't think all that information is there. Do you trust the intelligence that we have at this point? No. When you look back at the...
Well, I mean, that's sort of a separate issue, though, obviously.
But how do you move forward you just can't move forward without knowing that issue. And I think that's a dangerous road to go down to. Whether you look at previous administrations getting involved in the Middle East, you know, jumping in without having your eyes open, I think is a bad mistake. Now, I will say this. I do like Senator Heitkamp's proposal of 45 days from the standpoint that it gives us more time to gather more intel and make sure that we know actually what we're doing. And if we're going to do this, we're going to do this as a global front rather than the U.S. going in to play peacekeeper. In some place, I really don't think we belong in that role. That's not our job. I think that's the job of the U.N. I mean, they might as well be good for something. But when you start looking at 45 days, is Senator Heitkamp actually just creating an out for the president? That's the other question that I have. Is that just an opportunity to just... Yeah, he went down a road he probably shouldn't have gone down. He had to eat some of his words and backtrack and backpedal. Is Senator Heitkamp giving him the out that he needs to not have to deal with an issue that he might have stuck his foot in his mouth? That's the other question that I've got on this.
Yeah, you wonder if it's some sort of, hey, I'm in deep doo-doo here. This thing's not going to pass, so give me a face-saving measure. But obviously you also have a another red line, right? You'd have to sign the this international chemical weapons ban. Here's what I don't get about that though. It seems very naive. It's sort of like saying it's rather than gun control, it's chemical weapons control. You have to trust the person. In other words, no amount of laws is going to prevent somebody intent on doing evil from taking a gun and going into school and going on a rampage. Even if Assad said, yes, I'm going to sign on to the International Chemical Weapons Ban. I mean, they're still lying and say they didn't do this, unless you believe Russia. It sounds like you do. They didn't do this. How do you can't trust them. So, you know, this seems to me to be a ruse. Number one, you're further telegraphing what we're going to do down the road. And number two, assuming they do sign the International Chemical Weapons Ban, it's sort of like, you actually trust them. They did it once, so I don't know. But it is different, obviously, than what the other members of the North Dakota congressional delegation are proposing. So as much as Syria has been on the front mind of the What's on Your Mind audience, I thought it was worth asking what you thought of this proposal. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Another area we'd like a little guidance on, I don't know if you've seen the story about this white supremacist leader is going to come to Leith, North Dakota, and try and give some support to this deranged individual down there that's trying to turn Leith into the white supremacy capital of the West, I guess. I might have already violated my own question here, but should we ignore this guy's visit or counter it and let it be known that sorry, you're not welcome here? What do you think ought to happen?
I think if we ignore it, and when we let the white supremacists have about 7 or 8 minutes of airtime, we took a little flack for that. But I think information is probably the biggest tool and the biggest ally that we can have. If we ignore this, we know what's going to happen. If you ignore it and pretend it's not there, pretend it's not going to go away, there's going to be a foothold there. I firmly believe that there will be a foothold, there will be a presence. And then there's nothing we can do about it. I think we meet that, and we show our distaste for that as North Dakotans, that we don't want something like this, and hate speak in our backyard, and that's how you fight that. That's how you go, you know, we don't want to turn North Dakota into, say, an Idaho. You know, Idaho's a bastion for white supremacist groups. We don't want that here. So I think we need it.
And I think that... Yeah, so head on and just take it on and counter it and give some pushback here. You know, obviously when this topic came up before, a lot of our audience said, hey, just forget it, just ignore it. Don't give these people the attention they want. And I guess that's one angle, and maybe they don't get much attention, but the other is to counter it. Which do you prefer? Let us know. That, anything else on your mind? As we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Michael, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I am broadcasting today from the 4th Annual Bakken Infrastructure Finance Development Week here at the Bismarck Civic Center. A lot of great speakers this week. Congressman Kevin Cramer right now doing the keynote speaker. Drew Wrigley, Lieutenant Governor, is going to be speaking here as well. A lot of different politicians. A lot of investors here in North Dakota, and that's what a lot of these events are for, bringing investment, which plays right into a lot of the infrastructure we need that we here have here in North Dakota, which is also a great avenue to bring that development and get some of those things done. You can't always leave it on the government, Scott, and that's That's one of the things I think there's a little disconnect sometimes. You look at the bottom line with what's going on in North Dakota right now financially, and, oh, well, we've got tons of money. We should spend that area. No. There's places for the government to spend money, and there's places for private investment. And I think events like this bring a lot of that private investment into North Dakota, and it's an opportunity for North Dakotans to get an improved situation when it comes to a lot of the infrastructure issues. I was talking to Dean DeVolis about the P3s a little bit earlier this morning, a great avenue that Byron Dorgan has been working on, and it's cleared the way for a lot of investment here in North Dakota without necessarily spending nothing but tax dollars on one of these.
Do you mean Earl Pomeroy?
Earl Pomeroy, but...
Maybe should explain what a P3 is. It's basically taking public projects, like in the case of Stanley, a city hall, and having them financed with private investors, and a way to free up some of the bonding dollars. In the case of the Stanley, they have so many projects that compete for the limited dollars they have. This allows the typical bonding to be done on different projects. That they need to get done in their communities and allow private investment in public projects. So it's kind of something that's being tossed out there that Earl Pomeroy has led the charge on. And speaking, by the way, that ends up obviously contributing to the tax base as well. Speaking of infrastructure, by the way, the North Dakota Petroleum Council is hosting their annual meeting next week in Grand Forks. Lou Holtz will be one of the speakers. And so that'll be kind of fun, and we're going to be broadcasting from there Tuesday and Wednesday next week. And the program this morning is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, reminding you the oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, you can go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Here's the telephone number, 800. I'll just get the number out here, Stephen, and we'll get you in here. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And also wanted to share some of the comments on the question of Senator Heitkamp's proposal that would give Syria 45 days to sign a international chemical weapons ban or face the wrath of the American military white. We asked what you make of it. Jason says, lame. Renee says, are we willing to sign the same ban? Sadly, we're a nation of hypocrites. Ron says, yeah, what are we going to do with ours? Bill says, just as stupid as going into Syria on a limited strike. Tom makes my point. They won't comply. They've got Russia and China on their side. I don't know how you would trust that they would comply, is my question. Susan says, no, just no. Jerry says, LOL. What's that stand for?
Laugh out loud. Jerry's getting a little chuckle about that, apparently.
Is there anybody that doesn't know what that acronym stands for anymore? I think...
Just you.
I know. I knew what I was joking. They're all giving me a Chris is in my ear going, you didn't know what that means? I do. I just all right. Stan in Grand Forks, you're next to go on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello, Stan. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hello. I'm listening to all kinds of talk radio shows and media bits, and numerous congressional candidates or people in reference to this limited attacks in Syria, but none of them deal with what they're going to do, what's going to happen to the weapon or the chemical weapons after their strikes. Now, say they put Assad out, got him overthrown, then who's going to control the chemical weapons?
I agree with you, Stan. That's the question to me that I think, and obviously nobody, at least in our audience, to speak of, 99-1.
I've never heard anyone mention that.
Nobody wants a military action, but my point is if there's one threat here, it would be the chemical weapons. Where are they? Are they going to be used again? Are they, where'd they come from? I mean, and even a military strike, okay, we bomb some palace that Assad's in or, retaliate in some way, the weapons are still there. Right? I mean,
yeah.
And I agree with you. Securing the weapons would seem to me to be the priority.
To me, an attack on Syria would require hundreds of thousands of boots on the ground and gaining control of the chemical weapons. if that could be done even.
You know, the other side of that is we can't afford it either. I mean, we can't afford to have tours at the White House, but we can afford to jump into a situation in Syria that's going to drain our military, tax our military. The Pentagon's come out and said, we can't afford this right now. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Travis in Minot. Travis, what's on your mind today?
Hey, just a quick comment on the Syria thing, guys. I read a quote from Robin Williams a while back saying that Middle East stuff is really none of our business. The world should basically put up a big fence around those guys, and no imports going in, no exports going out. If they want to blow themselves up and play around with chemicals, then that's their own deal. But we shouldn't be giving any money. We shouldn't be supplying either side with weapons or nothing.
What about the point that caller just made from Grand Forks, Travis, about are you concerned about the chemical weapons at all and securing those?
It is, but if you make sure, you know, like I said, you know, nothing goes in, nothing comes out.
So isolate them.
Isolate them. If they want to use them on their own people, that whatever. As long as it's not coming over here, then I don't think it should be really our concern.
Appreciate the call, Travis. And what do you think, by the way, of this 45-day cooling-off period and asking, this is the Heitkamp proposal, Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia. Two senators who, by the way, are in conservative states and have to strike that balance, you know, of, I don't want to be too close to Obama. So going to Steve's point earlier, there may be a little face-saving going on here for the Obama administration on behalf of Heidi Heitkamp. But just what do you think of the idea? John and Minot, tell us. You got a half a minute here, John.
Yeah, have you people ever heard that the enemy of my enemy is my friend? That makes us out our friend, doesn't it?
Why? Because the rebels are linked to Al-Qaeda, you mean?
Because Al-Qaeda is our enemy. The rebels are part of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, what? And by the way, Assad himself is making that point. He said in an interview, he did that with Charlie Rose, I think, said in an interview that if the U.S. bombs Syria in retaliation, that they'll actually be helping Al-Qaeda. He made that point, but of course, trying to stir that pot as well. But, you know, the link to the Al-Qaeda link from the rebels is certainly something to be concerned about. John and Minot, thank you for the call, and we'll take a break. When we come back, Charlie Nelson will talk taxes. And what's on your mind?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hillen. Today brought to you by, in this hour, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Here's our telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, from the studios of K-Fire Bismarck, 550. Our affiliates, AM 1100 The Flag, 50,000 watt blowtorch in Fargo-Moorhead, covering eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. KCJB 910 AM, got northern North Dakota covered there. And, of course, the oil patch north and south, AM 1090, the only talk radio in the Bakken, KTGO in Tioga, as well as KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. And you know what? The beauty of this program is you and your opinions. And they very often start even before the program gets rolling, as they did on this question of Senator Heitkamp's proposal to give Syria 45 days to sign an international chemical weapons ban or face the wrath of American might. Trying to find somebody that thinks this is a good idea. Ron says, in 1988, Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein ordered chemical weapons attacks against Kurdish resistance forces, but the relationship with Iraq at the time was deemed too important to rupture over the matter. The U.S. did not even impose sanctions. Without much apparent irony, 2 decades later, Rumsfeld and other members of the then George W. Bush administration repeatedly cited Hussein's use of chemical weapons against his own people as justification for invading Iraq. I'm always amazed here that some folks love repeating that fact, and there's so many explanations of that, but what that has to do with the day, I have no idea. And the question at hand. But anyway, Ron, thanks for the history lesson, albeit a little bit clouded. Kevin says, if you give them 45 days, you're just playing into a shell game. Just butt the heck out for once. Jerry says, if you're going to threaten, you have to back it up with something. There has to be immediate action of some kind. Something. Anything is better than nothing. The credibility, fear, respect, and ability of what this nation has and can do has just been questioned without response. Don says of Heidi's proposal, typical liberal punt on second down, worthless at best. Anyway, some of the comments there, and we appreciate those very much. We'll chat more about this later in the program. Steve Bakken is at the Civic Center today, or is he at the Ramcota? Where exactly at?
We're at the Civic Center at actually the exhibit hall upstairs in the conference rooms up here. Of course, it's all about bringing innovation, bringing investment, bringing things into North Dakota, and that's why we're here. Have an opportunity. I ducked in during the break here to listen to Congressman Cramer speak a little bit, and part of his keynote address is on what we've got going for us here in North Dakota with the low unemployment and comparing some of those numbers against national averages, where North Dakota sits. From an economic standpoint, from an economic engine, when you look at those numbers on paper, you can hear about it and hear about it and hear about it, but when you look at those numbers on paper in front of you, you can't argue with what we've got going on in North Dakota. it's pretty astonishing what we've got going on. And it's not just the oil and gas side of things. And that was one of the things Scott Kramer was professing. We've got all the pieces here in North Dakota, and we know how to use them, whether it's the agriculture, the coal, the bounty that we have from oil and gas. We're putting it all together, and that's one of the things that we've got here. And we're here today in part broadcasting, sponsored by Montana Furniture and Mercantile, which if you haven't checked it out yet, it's in the Gulf Block, the Becker Building downtown Bismarck. Check it out. You can check out their website, montanafurnituremercantile.net. And I believe we've got Charlene lined up now, don't we?
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of all that bounty, it's provided quite a bounty to the coffers of state government. And of course, that was one of the reasons the legislature said, all right, we're going to pass nearly $1 billion in total tax relief, get it back to those local subdivisions, and make sure citizens get tax relief. And the folks from the Empower the Taxpayer group that have the ballot question on Measure 2 are watching closely to see if the rubber meets the road there. And Charlene Nelson is here to give us the latest on her thoughts. Hello, Charlene.
Good morning, Scott. Glad to be here.
How are you?
Just fine.
Sounds good. Steve's in your ear. He's at the Bismarck Civic Center, at Civic Center today.
Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Charlene. How are you today?
Pretty good.
So I guess Grand Forks is the story that everybody's talking about because of what's happening with the school board there, and obviously the notices went out. Dickinson had a similar notice. Give us your sense of the latest here.
Well, Grand Forks is just the latest that's come to people's attention. Last week in our tiny little paper, the Cass County Reporter, which is a weekly paper, there were three notices for Page, Kindred, and Mapleton, all of them increasing their school budgets as well. Mapleton's increasing at 18%. This is a school district with about 700 kids in it. Bismarck, Mandan, Minot, Williston, every single large school district, and I'm going to suspect now pretty much every single small school district, is increasing their spending even after receiving this huge influx of funds from the state.
What are they giving in the way of reasoning for in Grand Forks about some federal aid that went away because of the Air Force Base, increased enrollment, a deficit last year? What are the schools in your area saying?
You know, they all have their reason. You know, we need a new school, or you know, new program, or whatever. You know, let's catch up with the times, kind of thing. You know, the bottom line is this is exactly what we warned people would happen when our legislators started talking about, you know, tax relief. When it comes to property tax, there is no such thing as relief. It's constructed in such a way that no matter how you squeeze the balloon on one side, it comes out somewhere else, and the taxpayer, the homeowner, ends up footing an ever-increasing bill.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for Charlene, you're certainly welcome to weigh in here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Charlene, when you start talking about school districts that need new schools, some of that is inherent due to the fact that we've got so much growth going on within the state of North Dakota. How do you deal with that, then? If you're looking at the reform versus the relief, how does a school district that needs a new school get a new school? Or we look at decades of programs being cut within school districts, and they're trying to put some of those programs back in now. How do you balance that?
Well, you know, for example, with the thing about new schools, with very few exceptions, most school districts have not seen that tremendous of a growth. And I think the people here in Fargo will remember, you know, the big scramble, we need new schools, we need new schools, and they built all these schools, and then all of a sudden, you know, the projected increases just didn't materialize, and we're left with, you know, more school than we have students. In the case of the Mapleton School District, it's 700 students, and my guess is they have not seen a significant increase to warrant, you know, needing a new school. But again, though, this goes back to what our concern has always been, is that when you have the state directing the spending towards school districts, like it did when it took over now 85% of the schools, local school boards have very little control over how those funds can be allocated. And so, yeah, we're having them allocated to special projects, special resource officers and you know, special programs that the school may or may not need, but certainly doesn't need as much as they may need, you know, school maintenance or new schools. And we want, you know, that control to be returned back to the school districts. And that's not going to happen with the current trend that we're seeing.
And by the way, you're talking specifically about Grand Forks and a few of these others that are saying, hey, you know, mm-hmm. we need to spend dollars, even in places where they aren't having to meet the threshold to send out the notices and increase it. The relief is minimal, too, isn't it?
Oh, you know what? In most places, not only is it minimal, but we're seeing absolutely no relief. You know, Grand Forks, I think, is one really good example. If their spending goes through as promised, and there was an article in the paper or in the media just 3 or 4 days ago that in Fargo, I believe it is, you know, the average homeowner will see a relief of a whole $8.
On an $180,000 home.
On their tax bill.
In Bismarck, I think the analysis that I saw reported on a $200,000 home can expect to pay about a dollar less for city taxes.
Yeah, that's silly. That's a slap in the face to the voters to say, woohoo, look at this, you're getting a whole dollar off your tax bill.
It goes back to what Mark Owens and Jim Casper, two legislators, proposed in the way of saying, okay, there has to be, if not a cap, some sort of mechanism that says, you know, local control exactly. means the voters get a chance to say whether it can go up over X percent, and those were all shot down, and a lot of what the folks predicted at the time is playing out now, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, what we've always said is there's three big problems with property tax. The first is that it's going up faster than people's incomes, faster than people can pay. The second is that it is so complex and so convoluted, people can't understand what's
by design, if
yes,
you ask me.
It is. Yeah. It is deliberate. And there are so many people who are exempt from it that, you know, it makes change almost impossible, makes making it equal impossible. And the third, and I think the most important, is that if you're unable to pay this outrageous tax, you lose your home. You're forced from your home, either by sheriff's sale or you just voluntarily give up and sell your home. And there were a few attempts to address a couple of those problems, one of them being equity, that, you know, instead of all these exemptions, we have a more equitable tax. And there were several attempts at capping the tax and saying, you know, no more than this dollar amount increase or no more than this percentage increase. And you're right. Every single a proposal that would have addressed those really key problems was shot down
in the name of local control.
But there was even one that would give given local control. There was a bill that allowed taxpayers to refer city or county budgets.
What I want to go back to is the local control, because a lot of the issue that came up last time was centered around the local control issue. Don't the taxpayers have local control, but nobody shows up at the school boards, nobody shows up at the county commission meetings, nobody shows up at the city council meetings. That's your local control. What do you do about a taxpayer base that aren't engaged in the process?
I agree with Steve. I think that's the main issue here. I mean, local control has to be local folks rising up, and
right.
We've seen some of it in Grand Forks once these notices go out. But the legislature did its job. I mean, it said, look, we got a lot of money here, and we want it to go back. The local subdivisions are the ones that are not heeding the call here, so it takes yeah. citizens to rise up, doesn't it?
It does. You're absolutely right. Now, as far as attending the meetings, it's a little hard in Fargo when your county commission meetings are at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Most people have jobs. And it's really unfair to hold a commission meeting at 3 o'clock or in Fargo at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, when, you know, people have families and jobs, and then say, oh, you didn't show up, so therefore you don't care what's going on.
Right, but letters to the editor, calls, emails, there's a lot of different things. I mean, I think there needs to be, these local folks need to know. Folks are saying, hey, wait a minute, we're supposed to have those dollars. It's not happening. More with Charlie Nelson and Steve Bachman and I. Your call's welcome, too. What do you think about it? What should be done? Let us know on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started. on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, longevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bockett. I'm Scott Hillen. Next hour, we're going to chat with Kent Satrin, CEO of PetroServe USA, a company that has moved their headquarters from Minnesota to North Dakota. That's right. Saying, hey, it's just the taxation is over the top, and we're out of here in Minnesota. So how about that? We'll find out about the decision-making process there. And what'd you say?
Those billboards Andy Peterson put up work.
Yeah, I guess so. Exactly right. Charlie Nelson is here from the group Empower the Taxpayer. Is that group still a... active group?
We're still working, yeah. We're still trying to get information out to the voters.
Empower the Taxpayer was the group that put forward a question on Measure 2 last go-around. Is there any doubt that that'll happen again?
It depends on how, you already talked about all the people that are showing up at these meetings. The next question is, are they willing to take it a step farther and join us and say, yes, we want to see real meaningful tax changes in North Dakota?
All right, so it's still up to voters.
It really is, yeah. It always has been.
Yeah, very interesting. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And your email questions or comments, welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. In the meantime, You just following every one of these scenarios? You mentioned the school districts near where you live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're looking, we're compiling right now, for example, in April, I believe it was, or May, those whose property valuations were increased by more than 15% received notices in the mail. And so we're following up on how many of those we know that in Burley County, I believe it was, or Morton County, it was 3,800 people received notice that their property taxes were going up, some of them by as much as 30 and 40%. Then in June, everyone whose properties are going to be foreclosed on and sold at the sheriff's sale received their notices. And we're working on compiling solid numbers on how many that was statewide. Because, you know, that was one of the things that we all heard is, well, no one's losing their home. Well, the fact of the matter is dozens are losing their property every single year because they're unable to pay their taxes. And that's the sheriff's sale. That doesn't count those who just finally give up and move out and sell before they actually lose the property.
You know, Scott mentioned coming to North Dakota with the PetroServe moving their offices to North Dakota because of the tax base that's going on in Minnesota. How do you compare with what we have right now, say on Minnesota to a North Dakota, and if we got rid of property taxes, because that's what you're looking at doing is getting rid of property taxes, doesn't that just spread out that tax burden across other avenues of taxation? Would that make the business climate worse here in North Dakota, Charlene?
Well, there's two things to answer that. First of all, kind of the short answer is we really already have enough money as it is. We wouldn't have to raise any taxes. The schools themselves, you know, there's a school land trust fund that has not been tapped into. There's several other things that could be done so that we could fund all government at current levels without raising taxes. But more importantly is, you know, the property tax is so complex and so difficult to understand that it's easily manipulated. And I think, you know, businessmen want to know what they want to go in with their eyes open. They want to know from the get-go what their expenses are going to be. And when you have a tax that's so manipulated and so up and down and all across the board, you don't know where it's coming from next, that makes it difficult for the businessmen to make any long-term plans. But if they know that their taxes are going to be, you know, say 15% income tax or you know, the 7% sales tax, they know what they're dealing with then from the get-go. And so I think that businessmen are, and that's one reason why whenever communities want to attract business, usually the first thing they do is eliminate or give a tax abatement, property tax abatement, because that is the biggest disincentive to businesses.
Charlene Nelson is with us for a couple more minutes from the Empower the Taxpayer group. We're following these stories all around the region of concern over additional spending, chewing up some of that tax relief that came from the legislature, but $900 million in total tax relief, and the lion's share of that was obviously on the education front, the idea being offset those costs so that those tax dollars are ultimately passed on to the voters of North Dakota, and it's not happening in a few places, and it has citizens hopping mad. Just about a minute left, Charlene. What advice do you have for folks out there that are watching this where they live?
Go to our website, empowerthetaxpayer.com or yesm2.com, and see the information that we have there. We have a lot of information on what our current tax structure is like, what the impact of the property tax is on the individuals, and what you can do about it. But more importantly, tell us that you want to be involved. We have a get involved little sign up button. When we see, you know, an additional 400 or 500 people who've signed up and said, yes, we want to make a change, that will tell us that it's time to move forward with another initiated measure.
And we should mention that, you know, it is budget time at these local subdivisions now. They're planning and budgeting.
This is what's coming down the pike a year from now, yeah.
So most importantly, get involved.
Yeah.
I mean, go to the school board meetings, go to the county commission meetings, go to the city council meetings.
But be armed, you know, because they'll start throwing around terms, mills, and budgets and percentages, and it can get really, really confusing. And that's why we try to explain those kinds of things on the website, so you can go well-armed and knowing what we're talking about.
And again, the website is?
Yesm2.com or empowerthetaxpayer.com.
Very good.
We want you to be empowered.
Thank you, Charlene. Good to see you.
Thanks
for stopping by. Kent Santring talking about moving a business from Minnesota to North Dakota for better taxation. We'll talk about that when we come back and back to more of your calls. Schwann, K. Cadillac.com. Powers us at What's On Your Mind Radio.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.